Yes, Mike, it'll be Nick.
Sorry.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Well, Rob, we had a bit of a turn of events. We had something very special lined up for this week, didn't we?
Yes, we certainly did.
And now we've had to push it till next week, which is fine. Which is fine.
Brilliant. Give everybody time to relax and listen to it next week. It's going to be brilliant.
This is fine. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be brilliant.
But basically, we're going to talk to the author.
Yes.
Of the book we're talking about last week.
Yes.
The
Samoan Pyramids.
Samoan Pyramids book.
Yeah,
and there's a lot to discuss. You wait.
I read it last week.
You wait.
And I finished it on Sunday, and I put it down, and that's
prepping, heavy prepping.
And I had to walk around the garden for 10 minutes just to take it all in. It's what a fantastic person she is.
So,
brilliant story. So
we look forward. We look forward to that next week. But this week, so we've had to cobble together something pretty fast.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, when I found out I had to do something. I was having a quick look through my phone and I just saw this little headline. I wasn't really paying much attention and it just said serious earthquake in New Zealand. So I thought, oh, hang on a minute, I better have a good look at this.
As opposed to the one in Iran, Iraq, which killed the most people out of any earthquake this year.
That's just terrible, terrible. But there's this British psychic. So straight away, I thought, oh, this will be funny. he said New Zealand will have a serious earthquake next year. Craig Hamilton Parker, who actually predicted Trump and Brexit. So straight away should be shot.
What you need to do is you need to have a list of all the things he's predicted correct and all the things he's predicted incorrectly.
I was checking lots of other people out from their predictions from 2016. This Australian one was fantastic. She predicted that Oprah would die on Australian soil. Loads of other stuff that was going
to
happen.
By a cassowary or something.
Yeah, but nothing happened. Anyway... he reckons, next year...
I wonder if Oprah had some... Someone gave her a little heads up on that.
Yeah,
just be careful
going
down the steps of the Opera House or whatever it is you're doing. Swimming in money.
So anyway, he reckons there's going to be a general increase in seismic activity worldwide next year. It's not just New Zealand. It's Hawaii, USA, continental Europe and Edinburgh. I don't know.
Now, there's one of these things is not like the other.
Why? Edinburgh? He probably went there and
Edinburgh's
someone...
Edinburgh's not on the Pacific.
He probably went to Edinburgh and someone said, "You're a liar," but in a Scottish accent.
You're a liar!
He's also warned that anyone near Antarctica, which is us, expects to be drawn into chaos thanks to a massive break in the ice shelf.
Well, that happened just yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Says that the it's melting
but this one,
30 times faster, 30% faster than any other year.
This one he reckons is going to be absolutely enormous and it's going to disrupt the whole southern oceans and seas and everything. So
they're pretty disruptive as it is anyway, those seas.
Yeah.
We take that on board.
But it's not all bad. He says because...
There's a few positives there just to balance the books.
What he said, and this is where they're quite clever psychics.
Do you know what sort of accent he has, this particular psychic?
No idea.
He doesn't say where he's from.
No idea. I just said British. Normally when they say that it's not English.
See, but I imagine if it was someone like, if he had an accent like yours, I'm wondering what the go-to believable English psychic accent is.
I would say it'd be posh.
I'd say, the one that they use for banking ads over here and stuff like that?
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, for 15 years, term deposit.
Yeah.
It's a bit soft and then a bit that one.
It'd be like that. They're quite hypnotic. They're quite clever. Anyway, he said the collective thoughts of all of us can change the outcome of his predictions.
Right.
He says part of the remedy...
See, that comes back to the water, talking to water, doesn't it?
Part of the remedy becoming inspired and drawing from the vibrationary powers of nature.
Well, how did Brexit and Trump happen then?
Once we begin to love nature, all of us, and we treat nature as a being, maybe nature will find a way of correcting itself.
You see, Bill Hicks said that, and he didn't have to be, prattle on and make up all sorts of bollocks about it. I mean, it's got to be hard. One thing you've got to do is take your hat off to psychics, because... There's this dude on Bravo, this guy called Tyler, and he's
I've seen it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, just
Just really? Like, do you want to see the TV show? Should be called Watch Famous People Fall for the Cheapest Tricks in the Book.
Well, this.
Hi, I don't even know who you are. My assistant hasn't even done any research on you whatsoever on Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this led me to a thing in the States. I just wrote psychics and CIA just because I could. I'll probably have people in black cars come and beat me up tomorrow. But it came up with the Stargate Project. Which they had other code. I love code names in America.
A Stargate isn't like a gate to another, a portal to another. I had a contest on when I was on Radio Hauraki. That's a nationwide radio station.
Yeah.
And I had a contest that if anyone could actually build a working Stargate, they'd win a car. And no one could.
No. But they actually had other code names.
I'll tell you what, I'll put that up again now. Yeah. Consider that contest lodged once more. Here we go.
I think you made a real ricket doing that because BFM fans and listeners are a lot more intelligent than normal radio stations. I can tell you that.
Just for people who don't know what a Stargate is, it's basically like a portal to another time or place.
Well, you see things like Anubis and...
Yeah, pardon?
Anubis. I like that word, Anubis.
What is that?
Oh, it's saying like a Greek... No, not, it's an Egyptian thingy-bob, isn't it? It's a god, isn't it?
Right. What about the guy? Is this the same guy? This is the same guy that says, no, there's another guy. There's another guy that I read about this week, speaking of Can You Adam and Eve It, the 21-year-old kid who reckons he was born on Mars.
The Russian guy.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone knows anything about that, 309, 3879.
Bonkers. Absolutely crazy.
Well, you can't say that, Rob. How can you be? Apparently, he's very, very gifted, very quick. Able to talk after being born for 2 months.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he says that there's something behind the ear, the right or left ear of the Sphinx, which will save mankind.
Okay, I wonder what that is.
But it's behind the ear of the Sphinx. The Sphinx is out of it, though. Let's not talk about the Sphinx.
Quickly about this Stargate project.
But if anyone does know anything about the Sphinx, 309, 3879, just any heads up, any secrets?
They had other code names for it, like the Gondola Wish, Grill Flame, Centerlane, and Sunstreak.
This is for the Stargate. Gondola Wish.
But apparently, what they did is they got about 20 psychics.
Translation or what?
And said, right, you know, we want to know if you can project and find out information. This is when the Cold War was going on.
And is this
and
the Ministeric Goats connection?
Made the movie and they wrote a book.
Yeah, John Ronson's the journalist who wrote their book. And I don't think it's one of his best books, but it's an interesting story. And he's stuck with it for a long time.
But basically, after it started in the 70s, 1995, the CIA said, no, this is absolute crap. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're going to say that, aren't they?
But everything that's come out of it is irrelevant. And the things that they thought, apparently someone had been changing the data that these people had done, and it was all over
the
rubbish.
That's like that $1 trillion that the Department of Defense had announced that they'd lost the day before 9/11, and then all the paperwork was being kept in the Pentagon right in the bit where that plane hit.
I was unfortunate.
BFM, good morning. BFM, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, any updates on the Sphinx or glory holes or whatever it is we're talking about? Hold on, slow down. What is that?
It's under the right foot of the Sphinx.
It's behind the right ear of the Sphinx.
Under the right foot.
Under the right foot of the Sphinx?
Yes.
See, it's difficult because it's quite a good call there because no one's going to dig it up. And we don't have any sort of like super X-ray gun beam things yet, do we?
And there's a chamber underneath the rock for the Sphinx. That's according to the guy that wrote.
According to who? It's so cliche that your phone doesn't work properly.
Someone's messing around with it because you know.
What about? Did you hear about the new? There's an area in the middle of the main pyramid at Giza, they've just discovered. Oh, see?
See, he's gone.
He's gone.
See,
now.
He didn't want to go either.
And where's he gone? Back through the Stargate. You know, this is the thing. It's pretty hard to do radio, you know, when you've got all the sort of secret business going on.
It's because I mentioned
honestly,
CIA.
Honestly, best policy.
It's all right, ridiculous.
Rob. All right, Rob, we'll just keep on our toes for next week.
Yeah.
Can you Adam and Eve It with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.